Yesterday's presentations to the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Basic Education regarding the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill continue to largely echo the DA's concerns with the bill. Many of the organizations that made oral submissions on the bill argued that disempowering school governing bodies and communities to make and implement language and admissions policies would endanger quality mother tongue education and lead to the erosion of the country's unique diversity. Organizations like AfriForum, the SA Institute of Race Relations, Cause for Justice, and FETAS warned against disempowering SGBs in favor of basic education heads of departments. Several organizations espoused parents' rights to choose the education option that would be best for their children, including their constitutional right to be educated in their mother tongue, something that the Pestalozzi Trust echoed, which was of the view that the Bella Bill is in fact trying to force homeschool children back into formal schooling against parental choice. It is clear that the writing is on the wall for the bill. It is largely unsupported by both the public and majority of education stakeholders. It is clear that the South African public has grown wise to the ANC government's steady attempts to erode their fundamental rights. The ANC government's arguments seem to center around availing existing schools of excellence to as many learners as possible, an admirable goal, but one which ignores the fact that single language of instruction schools of excellence are irrevocably linked to the benefits of mother tongue education. Rather than disseminating the dwindling number of single language schools, the Department of Basic Education should focus on developing and implementing curriculums in all of South Africa's official languages and building schools to ensure that there's as many learners would have access to mother tongue education and would reap the benefits thereof. The DA's collaboration model is one solution to this. The Bella Bill is an ill-disguised attempt at centralizing power and targeting schools with single language of instruction, particularly if that language is indigenous. And while the argument that SGB-determined language policies would be used as a means to exclude certain learners, the IRR debunked this in their presentation. The SIA report also claims that these amendments are necessary to remedy discrimination against learners on a variety of grounds. However, where disputes over admissions, language policies, and other SGB powers have gone before the court in recent years, alleged discrimination against learners has not featured as an issue. Nor does the SIA report provide any evidence that discrimination has occurred and must therefore be remedied. It is extremely worrying that the ANC government is pushing legislation to the detriment of learners and communities, and that this legislation seems to be born from ideology to capture schools rather than facts. The DA will continue to do everything in its power to stop the Bella Bill from being pushed through Parliament. We have heard the people, and we will do our best as their representatives.